What about being very, very tired? You might say, I am just...
Exhausted is my favorite word.
Okay. When somebody doesn't feel very good, you might say, well, just all suddenly she...
was ill.
Okay. Talking about a cold.
She became ill.
Okay, mm-hmm. Talking about a cold, you might say, well, I don't know where I... What? Would you say caught a cold or caught a cold?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I don't know where.
Caught a cold or caught a cold?
I think caught a cold is what I would say. Imagine it's not correct.
And sometimes when your cold goes to your throat and it makes your voice scratchy, it makes you very...
hoarse.
Okay. And, what is it that you're having trouble with your cold right now? It's making you...
cough.
A person who cannot hear is said to be...
yeah.
If you go out and work in the yard and you get drenched with moisture, you say that you are...
perspiring.
Okay. What is it that sometimes you get, children get them, I guess they go through a certain age, where you get a place come on your arm or your back or somewhere, and it's very sore and it's kind of humped up.
I don't know.
You ever hear that called a boil or a rising or a rising? Okay.
Never had that.
Do you ever use the term wound for a cut or a scrape or anything like that?
I suppose I do. It's rare that, you know, we have occasion to use the word.
Are you familiar at all with the term proud flesh?
Proud flesh.
Yeah, it's an old-timer's term that some people still use when the skin or the flesh becomes sort of inflamed and sort of stands up a little bit. It's very strange.
So it's proud.
Yeah.
Put your little head down, baby.
You familiar with the term medicine iodine?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call it iodine or iodine or iodine or what?
Iodine.
Okay. A person who is no longer living, you say last week he...
died.
Okay.
Passed away.
Okay.
Passed away is usually what I say.
Okay. And you might, if you didn't know what it was that caused him to die, you might say, I don't know what he...
he died of.
Okay. A place where people are buried is a...
cemetery.
Okay. A thing in which people are buried is a...
casket.
Okay. And the service that they hold for burying is a...
graveside service.
Okay, but if it's in a church, it's a...
funeral.
Okay. When people in the immediate family dress in black after a funeral, they're said to be in...
in mourning.
Okay. The ailment that older people get in their joints that we were talking about a minute ago.
Rheumatism.
Okay. What about a disease that people used to get and made their skin turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. What about an ailment that you get in your side and you might have to be rushed to the hospital and have an emergency operation?
That would be an appendectomy or appendicitis.
Okay. When a person is sick and loses what he's eaten, you say he has... Do you use the term throw up or vomit?
I think I would say he threw up.
Do you say that a person is sick at his stomach, in his stomach, to his stomach, or on his stomach?
He's sick. I think I'd say in his stomach.
Okay.
Maybe at his stomach.